Blog Talk Radio.
He always spake also unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloah that go softly, and rejoiced in Rezin and Remaliah's son. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh bringeth upon them the waters of the river strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Yehuda. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah. That was the word of Yah, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. My brothers, my sisters, yes, that will be the subject that we will be talking about tonight, expounding upon and making you aware of water. The waters, the poisoning of the waters here in America, my beloved brothers and sisters, you will not believe what's in your water supply. Yes, it is another device of the wicked to do what? To target and to overthrow and try to do what? And try to destroy the children of Israel. Let me give you a little background on water, first of all. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word is mayim. Mayim is spelled M-A-Y-I-M, of course, with the two vowel punctuation marks over the A and the I in English. Hallelujah. And it is frequently mentioned in Scripture, both as an element in fertility and as a drink. Hallelujah. Let me give you a little background on how we handled water when we were back home, because water is very, very sacred. My love, brothers and sisters, over 3/4 of your body is comprised of water. You can go a few days without food, but you cannot go very long without water, because the majority of your tissues use and absorb water, and the water must be pure. The only reason why we are not dead, everybody in this country is not dead as long as well as the plant life and the animal life that depends very much on water, is only by the grace and by the might and by the power of the mighty Yah, because the wicked have a very serious agenda with the water. It is part of controlling the water, is part of the new world order. And we're going to let truth unveil a little later on, come on board and tell you about what's in the water. Not that some of us don't already know, but it's always good to have others to come on in and expound and to bring into your understanding, into your wisdom, into your knowledge, things that you just need to know about, my beloved brothers and sisters. Now, Mayim, which is water, Mayim, and with water in Hebrew. The long rainy season, see, in Palestine means a considerable rainfall. And while it lasts, the land gets a thorough soaking. Now, this is pure water coming down from Yah, from heaven, not water that's stored up and pumped through. And even if it is stored up, it's not pumped through no pipes and all this stuff and feces and urine and toilet paper and all type of contaminants go into the water. It is sent to what is so-called water treatment plants. And all sorts of chemicals are put into the water. Chlorine, fluoride, a major component, one of the main ingredients, now, in rat poison. You don't believe me? Go to the store and just look at a box of rat poison and look at what the main ingredient is that kills rats. Sodium fluoride. Yes, the same stuff that dentists claim strengthen your teeth, make your teeth strong so that they won't decay. Actually, fluoride deteriorates the teeth, but that's a whole other thing. We're going to get into some stuff here, okay? And while it lasts, the rain gets a thorough soaking in the part of our land which is called Palestine. But the land is limestone and very porous, meaning what? Water just soaks and it absorbs water. Water just flows through it. That's what it means to be porous. The heavy rains are quickly drained away. The wadis are left dry. These are just what? Water holding tanks, so to speak, other than the cisterns. The lakes become marshes or dwindle to dirty ponds, and on the west of Jordan, there remain only a few short perennial streams, or which but one or two, and these mill reels are found in the hill country. Hence the water of running streams and fountains, as opposed to that of stagnant cisterns. That's what I was telling you about. Even the water that's set in the cisterns, in our water system, the Hebrew water system, okay? Hallelujah. It's pure water. It's not refiltered water. It's not recycled water. It's not feces and urinated water, because we had a different way of disposing, hallelujah, of those waste materials. Hallelujah. We would let the ground take care of the urine, and we would do what? We would stack up the dung, which is the feces, in what are called dung hills. And that was even recycled, using fertilizers. Oh, man, we had a wonderful. See, you've been taught by Western culture, that's nasty. But notice, you did not drink the same water that you feces and urinated in our wonderful and marvelous water system there. Hallelujah. See, okay, running streams and fountains, as opposed to that of stagnant cisterns, pools, or marshes, is called living water. See, water that flows, look at that. Water that's flowing, that's moving, is called living waters. Now, again, Yah uses living waters figuratively in the scripture to represent the truth of his word, his truth. You know, that's what he meant when he said that we have what? We have taken up cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Water representing truth, see. Hallelujah. So he uses water both literally and figuratively all throughout the scriptures. It's just a matter of knowing how it's being implied. Just like, for example, it was used figuratively in the scripture that we opened up with, Isaiah chapter 8. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Well, we read on the opening scriptures here what Yah represented water to mean, what? The overflowing of Yehuda, the land of Yehuda, by the king of Assyria. Praise the Most High Yah, the overtaking or the overthrowing of Yehuda. Yes. See, in the hot countries of the east, the assuaging of thirst or the quenching of thirst is one of the most delightful sensations that can be experienced. And every attention which humanity and hospitality can suggest is paid to furnish travelers with water. Public reservoirs or pools are open in several parts of Egypt and Arabia. Sometimes water is so scarce as to be paid for. And you can reference that in Numbers chapter 20, verses 17, 19, and in Lamentations chapter 5, verse 4. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, here in the United States of America, as it is called, and which I refer to as the United Snakes, yes. But a snake is even justified in what he does, because a snake is a natural predator. So there's nothing wicked, there's nothing evil about a snake. No, you know, it doesn't matter what you've been taught about snakes are evil, how the snake supposed to have deceived Eve. That was not a physical snake, that was not a serpent. Well, that's another subject. And I guarantee you, we're going to get around to all of this in future episodes in the Knowledge Suite. So stay tuned, because we have a lot that we're going to talk about and expound upon. But we're talking about the way water is handled and managed here in America. Yes, it's any wonder that all of the animal life and all of the plant life isn't dead, because the Most High Yah is responsible for sustaining us all. If it wasn't for Yah's mercy, which endureth forever, if it wasn't for the Most High Yah, everybody in this country would be dead. They would be carcasses, because the water is poison, and for the most part, it is deliberate, because the chemical substances that you find in water are what? Man, they are put there to dumb people down. Fluoride has a dumbing effect. It has a subtle effect upon people to make them what? Accepting of anything that goes. In other words, it makes you go along to get along. Yeah, it puts you in that space. It is also very dangerous. And we're going to bring this, we're going to let Truth Unveiled come here and tell you about some of the things that's going on with the water here in America, things you and I and us as a people need to know. And we're going to expound. Yes, we're going to come back. Hallelujah. But I want you to listen to this very carefully, because these are things you need to know. And then you need to try to take as much precaution as you can, because even if you don't drink the water, okay, if you don't drink it, we still bathe in it, and your skin absorbs. So that means the chemicals are still getting into our bodies. Sure, we stay prayed up, brothers and sisters. You have to survive this captivity, because it's really not meant for you, me, and us as a people to even survive this captivity. But the Most High Yah has something and has a greater plan than what the wicked do. The wicked plan is going to be what? Foul. It's going to be messed up. It's going to be destroyed. It is not going to prosper. Yes, they are deliberately poisoning the waters because they want what? They're approximately, by their numbers now, 7.5 billion people on the planet. They want to kill 7 billion of the 7.5 billion, and they want to leave 0.5 million, okay? 0.5 million people out of 7.5 billion. Now look at the number. Look at the comparisons there. That's a very, 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 very small number of people. Hallelujah, in comparison as to the numbers or the number of people that are alive on this planet. That's wicked. What are you going to do with all this earth? It's big enough to accommodate 7.5 plus, plenty of room. But you have the wicked who do and think wickedly and do things to try to push their agendas. And they have so many agendas in place. It's just not funny, my brothers and sisters and people of nations. So now, we're going to bring in Truth Unveiled now. Let him tell you about the agendas and the poisoning of this water. This may be a two-part series, because this is very important. This is something you need to know. You need to take as many precautions as you can to save, to safeguard yourself and your family and your loved ones, or whoever, my beloved brothers and sisters, because this is very, very serious. Your body needs water. Over 3/4 of the earth is what? Comprised of water. Mostly water. More water than it is land. But yet the land masses are huge. Can accommodate life. And they are even poisoning the oceans, where the aquatic life is having problems. The aquatic life is having problems trying to stay alive and trying to sustain themselves in the constant poisoning of the waters here in America. And it is done deliberately. Whales beaching themselves. Hallelujah. Dolphins. All type of aquatic life forms and lifestyles are what? Being interrupted by the wicked and their wicked way of doing things. Their cruise ships dump garbage, waste, hallelujah, feces, urine, in the waters, in the oceans. The oceans, the waters all over the planet are polluted by this handful of they who are no people, who have just taken over everything. And yes, they have a secret hidden agenda. To do what? To poison and to kill everybody on this planet except themselves. Even the so-called bottled water has problems. So you have to be very, very discriminant about the type of bottled water that you consume and you drink. Even the water they call themselves giving away free. Free water, watch out. Oh, yeah. It's hidden and laced with all type of toxins and poisons and fluorides and chlorine. Now, the same stuff you bleach your clothes with, chlorine bleach, is found in the drinking water. The water that comes through what is called your faucet, your hydrant. Hallelujah, your faucet. My beloved brothers and sisters, seek Yah. Seek Yah while there's time. Hallelujah. Because when Yah hit this planet, there will be no mercy. Hallelujah. If you are found in the wicked way, you are going to be destroyed. Oh, yes, my beloved brothers. You're found eating pork. You're found, what, eating the detestable and abominable things that Yah has forbidden to be eaten. You are going to be consumed by his sword. and his sword shall be dipped into a lot of blood. Right now, we're going to move on now and let Truth Unveiled tell you about this. This is very important. This may be a two-part series, my beloved brother and sister, but I am Yerim Yahu, Ben Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day. Every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio, we will return momentarily.
Here, and today I have a ton to go over with you, so let's just get right to it. I'm going to be talking today about Flint and the water crises, but I'm just letting you know it's not just Flint. This is a nationwide problem. The water crises goes much deeper than you think, and the question that we should be wondering today is why and what are they getting ready for? Because there is an agenda with everything, but I'm going to show you all a montage of clips and news clips, so it'll be really brief, but I think you'll get a great watch today. But it says from the Washington Post, it's not just Flint. Lead taints water across the U.S. EPA records show. And when you understand who the EPA is and who's behind them, then you'll understand the real agenda. But this comes from March 17th. And as you can see, it says, hundreds of cases of bottled water are stored at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Flint, Michigan. Now, when they're giving out free water, and it's even been proven that the free water that they're giving out is more poison than the actual poisoned water. Oh, my goodness. But it goes on to say, lead contamination in drinking water is a problem that reaches far beyond the disaster in Flint, Michigan, and threatens children's health nationwide. Now, why are they going after children? Is the better question. That's something we need to be thinking about and considering. But it says, on Thursday, USA Today reported that hundreds of schools across the nation have lead-tainted water, exposing children to excessive amounts of an element doctors agree is unsafe at any level, and not just children, but the teachers and even the parents as well. The story relied on an analysis of the EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency data, which it said revealed that about 350 schools and daycare centers failed lead tests a total of about 470 times from 2012 through 2015. It goes on to say that represents nearly 20% of the water systems nationally testing above the agency's action level of 15 parts per billion. So that means about a fifth of the public schools are poisoned with this, and it's all across the country. It's in New Jersey, it's in Philadelphia, it's in Washington, D.C., it's in New York. It's mostly in cities, and the question is why, and you're going to see that it's nationwide. It has become a nationwide concern, and like I said, you can come read this article yourself. I'm going to leave all the links below, but I also want to take you to this one from the Washington Post, which was back in February, but it says, untold cities across America have higher rates of lead poisoning than Flint. So why is the mainstream media, or at least they're trying to focus solely on Flint, Michigan, when this is a nationwide problem? Why aren't they mentioning this problem nationwide? But it says, by now, the public health emergency resulting from lead-contaminated water in Flint, Michigan, has been made abundantly clear. And it talks about the Flint disaster that's going on there and the issue with it. And, of course, remember, what does your government like to do? Problem, reaction, solution. They caused the problem by poisoning the water and the water systems in order to get ready for martial law so that you can be solely reliant on the government to get your reaction. Then the reaction is to be reliant on the government. And then the solution is, oh, here, we can give you free water here. Remember, beware that word free, because the free water they're going to give you is not water at all. It's just even more poisoned and tainted and filled with fluoride so that they can control you and keep you enslaved to the New World Order. That's all it really is. And it even says Flint has experienced a man-made disaster. Huh, I wonder who's behind them. Let's keep going. But it says, I want to get to the actual statistics. But it says, data collected by the CDC, or the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, another alphabet soup, shows that over 40% of the states that reported lead results in 2014 have higher rates of lead poisoning among children than Flint. In Flint, 4% of kids aged 5 and under tested with blood level lead levels of at least 5 micrograms per deciliter, the threshold of lead intake that necessitates public health action as defined by the federal government. The better question is, by the federal government, why does any lead necessitate public health action? action when there should be no lead at all. That should be another red flag. But it goes on to say, elsewhere in the country, 12 states reported that a greater percentage of kids under 6 years old met or surpassed that threshold. The most egregious example is Pennsylvania, where 8.5% of the children tested were found to have dangerously high levels of lead in their blood.
Okay, let me just drop in right here just for a minute. We're going to continue this because this is very interesting. We got to keep going. Now, you know, notice that the children in these public municipalities have dangerously high levels of lead in their blood. Look at that. And fluoride and chlorine and some other ingredients in there that you need to be aware of is arsenic. You know how deadly poison arsenic is. Arsenic is in a lot of the water supplies, my blood brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Hallelujah, man. Oh, we got to pray to y'all. But if you notice this, I want to just drop this into the mix too. Every municipality or every city, every municipal place, every city, just another word for city, has these things called water towers. You know, you pull in, you approach any city or you drive into any city, you're going to see these very large things that are called water towers. Some of them display the city's name on it, you know, some of them don't. Some of your more rural towns have smaller water towers, but those things are large. They're huge. They hold a lot of water. This is where the water goes to after it comes from the local water treatment plant. Now, the way it works is that these things work on gravity. That's a lot of water. Those things are huge. You see how big they are? Those things hold millions and millions of gallons of water. Yes, you don't want to go up there. You wouldn't want to. It's scary to look inside one of that water. It's so deep. It's just like an ocean up there, so to speak. And you can drown in that water, man. Those tanks are huge. I happen to have gone on a video tour of one of those things, and there's no joke inside of them, man. Let me tell you that right now. But the water flows on the principle of gravity, see. Because of the fact that they are suspended very high up in the air, they flow because it's very high and it flows down due to the gravity. So gravity is what pushes the water, and it flows all through all the pipes and everything to your homes and this and that. But it's in that large holding tank called a water tower. That's why all that contaminated water is in every municipal or municipality throughout the United States of America. Now we want to get back to a little bit of what's some more of what our Truth Unveiled is telling us about the water. This is very interesting. You need to know this, just how poison the water is. When we were at home in Israel, we didn't do water like this. We didn't recycle water. They are recycling doo-doo and pee-pee water back to your house. This is what you bathe in. This is what you drink. This is what you cook with. Yes. And then you better be careful, like we told you before, like he just mentioned to you, a lot of the so-called free water that the government is giving out is laced with deadly chemicals. It is meant to do what? To dumb you down, to get you ready, to make you subservient, and to make you non-resistant to the New World Order. I'm Yerima Yahoo Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, and by the way, I can't tell you what to do and how to do it. You take whatever action, of course, that you need to take to what? To preserve both you and your families and loved ones' health, my love, brothers and sisters. A lot of options out there. You have to go out there and just check it out. A lot of alternatives. So, again, let's get back to Truth Unveiled.
This is what their so-called reporting. This is just what they want us to know. This is what they're telling us. Remember, mainstream media, they still lie because we know the statistics are even higher than what they're telling us. It really should be like 50%. But let's keep going. Only 27 states, including Washington, D.C., reported childhood blood lead surveillance results to the CDC's National Database for 2014, the most recent statistical set available. Why is 2014 the most recent? That's another question. These represent just a slice of the infant population. In Texas, In Texas, only 184 kids were tested for lead poisoning. The safe population of kids under 6 exceeds 2 million. So the question is, why is it in all these different places? And by the way, just because it's not in your area does not mean it's not coming to your area, because you can bet your bottom dollar it's coming to an area near you if it's not already there. And you need to see the agenda for what it is, because they do lie and they're getting ready for the new world order to make you subservient to the government's funds of free water, free food, that's only going to poison you more to begin with. Now, here I am at attention, and as you can see, this is a very disturbing, disgusting picture, but it says, what is going on with the water in St. Joseph, Louisiana? And this was back in January, so not that long ago, but it says, as the crisis over toxic water in Flint, Michigan captures national attention, because I wonder why they're only focusing on Flint, Michigan, others around the country are hoping that intense focus will bring their own water safety issues to the fore. In St. Joseph, Louisiana, residents say the situation is particularly bad. Pictures posted online of chalky, dark brown water in bathtubs, washing machines, and sinks present a sickening image of what they mean. Oh, but your mainstream media, they're not reporting this, are they? Your mainstream media, they're conveniently forgetting to report this stuff. They're conveniently leaving it out. Why? Because they just want you to think that, oh, it's just a problem in Flint, Michigan. It's going to get better with the government intervention, even though they're the ones behind it to begin with. Oh, but it's going to get better. You all seriously better see the bigger agenda behind this, because they're preparing for the new world order. They're preparing for martial law. They're preparing for civil unrest. They cause the problem and offer the solution. You can bet your bottom dollar as well that the alphabet soups like the CDC, the WHO, and the EPA are behind all this, because they are. But here's another picture that shows it. And it says, these pictures come from Garrett Boyd, a resident and member of the Episcopal Diocese of Western Louisiana, a religious group that has been helping residents there handle water contamination. I'm about to show you some very disturbing images of what's been going on for residents of Louisiana. As you can see, this is the water that comes out of the sink. Oh, just disgusting. And it talks about more news reports. Here are more pictures from laundry machines, bathtubs, bottled water, the water that comes from fire hydrants. I'm telling you, folks, it is not good. It's not just Flint. It's all over the case, because it says, if you think the Flint water crisis is an isolated event, you better think again, because this is going on nationwide. And so, of course, they say they could not be reached prior to the publication. I wonder why that is. Now, later on, I'm going to take you to some reports that were done not only by this organization as well, but also by one's reports of lead in water in Philadelphia as well. But as you can see, the lead in water and the contamination of water is not just Flint, Michigan. It's also Louisiana. It's also Washington, D.C. It's also Pennsylvania, from what we know, and it's also Newark, New Jersey as well. It says, long-time problem of lead in Newark school's water system hits boiling point, and this is according to AllGov. And it says, in New Jersey's biggest city, fears are growing over lead in the school district's water after a lab found elevated levels in nearly half its schools. The Newark district quickly shut off sinks and fountains in dirty buildings, and it's offered to test as many 17,000 kids for contamination, but the problem is not new for the state's largest school district. Testing has shown elevated levels in some buildings over the last few years.
Mayim, water, essential for life, a must-have. You must have water. Your body prefer pure water, not bottled water, not wet, not recycled water, but the pure water. This is the reason why they contaminate the skies and put chemtrails in there, so they can make sure that the rainwater isn't pure, my beloved brother and sister. The wicked has so many tricks, but guess what? Yah is defying all of them, because by their timetable now, they anticipate or have anticipated everybody and everything to be gone by now. But hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah, we are still here. Still here, still hanging on, still alive, still here to praise Yah, for who can praise him in the grave? My beloved brothers and sisters, keep your trust in Yah. We're going to continue. We're going to have a special edition in the Knowledge Suite, probably this coming F Day. If not, we will definitely continue this on the M Day if it be y'all's will and we be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all sustains me. I'm going to keep on bringing it to you, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Oh, yeah. I'm dedicated and determined to do what? To get this truth out, to make you aware of these things. See, we don't think about something as simple as water. Take time out to realize just how important water is to you and to me and to all life on this planet, my beloved brothers and sisters. The purer, the better. But see, the earth is polluted and the inhabitants are, but Most High Yah has a solution because he will rid the planet of the wicked ones that continue to cause the problems. Stay tuned. We'll see you again, possibly this coming F Day in the Knowledge Suite. Be blessed. Shalom, shalom. Shalom.